Got it, Rex.
Hi. I'm just calling in regards to a car that I recently purchased. I've purchased a car recently, a Subaru.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So I purchased a 2005 WRX Spec C.
Yep.
He's an existing client of yours, I believe, a customer. His name is Mario Thomas, I believe. Mario Thomas. If you can have a look in the system, you should have the car there. You guys have recently serviced it.
Yeah, give me 2 seconds. I'm going to go downstairs. It rings a bell.
Yeah. It's a blue. WR blue car.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you say? You mean Marius?
Yeah, Marius. Yeah, Marius.
Ah, right, right.
So I've just recently purchased that car.
Yeah, give me 2 seconds.
Okay. Sorry?
Let me run into the front. It's too loud here.
That's all good.
Yeah, what did you want to know about it, sorry?
Yeah, no. So it's all good. All is good. I think he had recently done a service for the car.
Yeah, he was here not too long ago.
Yeah, not too long ago. And when actually... there's a few things that I need done, okay? But I'll start with the first thing. When you guys did the last service... there was a whistle coming from the, I think the belt. It's like when you turn it on, it does this like the...
squealing?
Type of whistle.
Yep.
Yeah, like the squeal. It wasn't okay. Never the case. He actually, he said, I should have, to be honest, because when I left there, I heard it, because I should have just went straight back for them to do it for me, right? And you can call the client yourself and just ask him just to confirm as well.
Okay.
That's what he said to me when I purchased the, I only purchased the car on Sunday from him, okay? Or Monday, sorry. So... 2 days ago, but he said it shouldn't be a problem at all. It should be a quick fix.
Is he saying that the belt's loose?
Maybe when you turn it on, it goes for a bit, okay, and then as the car warms up a bit more, the sound goes.
Okay, yeah. So that'll be just the front belt. So I was just having a look through it now. We serviced that looks like March.
Yeah.
Or April, something like that. It was here not long ago for the clutch. So we only did a clutch last time it was here.
Yeah, that's right. You put an XD heavy duty performance clutch in there.
Yeah, yeah. And then we did the service closer to the start of the year. So April, I think, it says here.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Right. So just that thing there, he said, I should have just taken it back because it would have fixed it for me straight away.
That's an easy fix normally.
Yeah, he says you guys have known him for a long time anyway. So if you just mention my name, they'll know exactly who I am, even just the car alone. Now, I've got two other things that I need to do. There's three things, sorry. One, I need to re-gas it because the aircon's not working.
Yeah, so we don't do AC gas here particularly.
Okay.
So we don't have the license for that.
Okay.
AC gas, you can take it to Absolute Auto Electrics. He does AC gas.
Yeah. Okay, so that one I'll sort out, no problem. Another thing that, two more things that I need done. Now, the exhaust on there, I think it's a Fujitsu, I believe.
Yeah.
N1 or something like that, or R010 or something like that. Now, it's very quiet, right? I want to hear the purring of the boxer engine. So I don't want it to sound as quiet as it is, right?
Yeah.
First of all, I want to ask you, what exhaust do you recommend for that car specifically, for the Spec C? Another question is, I want to put a blow flab. It's got a stock blow flab on there. But I want, like, the, you know, the WRC whistle blow flab. I think that's the HKS, I believe.
Yep.
I'm not too sure. I could be wrong.
The HKS will give you, like, a little chirp sound. We don't normally supply the HKS. So if you want to grab a HKS, we can fit it for you. That's easy. For exhausts, so that the Spec C's are never going to sound like a WRX because of the style of headers they've got. They've got twin scroll headers.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get the WRX rumble out of the car if that's what you're looking for.
The rumble.
Yeah, you're not going to get that.
Okay. Okay. Because it's originally a forged engine, isn't it?
No, it's the type of exhaust that's on the car. So the headers, so the turbo style is a twin-scroll turbo. So they're equal-length headers. So the WRX Rumble comes from unequal-length headers on, like, you know, typical Australian STI. You won't get that on that car unless you change it all back to, like, an Australian version, which sort of defeats the purpose of having a spec seat.
No, I don't want to do that. But what's something that we can do? What was your name, sorry, again?
My name's Tony.
Tony. What's something that we can do, Tony, to get a much better sounding WRX?
You're not going to make it sound like a WRX. That's the problem. So it's going to sound like what it sounds like, just louder.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And what,
so it's
what
impossible to make it sound like a WRX unless you change everything. So turbo, headers, up pipe, all that sort of thing, down pipe. So that all has to be changed.
I understand that, but the sound of it now is very quiet. Now, I understand you can't probably get it exactly like a WRX sounding.
You can make it louder. So if you want it louder, we can put like an NVIDIA N1 cat-back on it, which is a Canon.
Yeah.
That'll be louder than the Fujitsubo. So the Fujitsubos are typically very quiet.
Yeah. So how much louder would you say, percentage-wise?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't give you a percentage, but it'll be louder.
Would you say make it 50% louder?
It'll definitely make it louder. So the Fujitsubo is quiet. Like, that's typical for Fujitsubo. The N1s will be a lot louder.
Okay. Because I don't want to, obviously, change the exhaust and it being very insignificant. Like, that's just money spent down for no reason.
Yeah.
From your experience, obviously, because you deal with these cars a lot, when you've dealt with a Fujitsu exhaust and then you change it to an N1, can you tell, like, this sounds much louder?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay. So that's how much is that system?
Give me 2 seconds to tell you now. Just need to double check the price on it. The N1's are $1,100 and then $150 to fit it. So $1,250 fitted.
Okay. And do you recommend a better exhaust than this to get a better sound, or do you think it's not needed?
It really depends on what you're trying to chase. Like, are you trying to go for as loud as possible?
Yeah, like, I would have liked, obviously, the standard WRX sound, but obviously that's not possible due to what it is. But what's something closest to that?
There'll be nothing. So the problem is you're not going to get the rumble. It's only going to make the car louder. So exactly what it sounds like now is just going to amplify that noise.
Okay.
So it won't change the note of it. It'll just change the volume.
Okay. And do you think that's the N1, is there anything better than the N1?
It's louder. So quality-wise, we only use, obviously, decent quality stuff. You can get the N1. Or if you want louder than that, you can go for, like, a Tomei catback. But typically, the Tomeis are very, very loud. Like, they're ridiculous. And they're very expensive. They're, like, $3,000 for the catback because they're titanium.
Is a significant difference in sound quality?
Tomei is ridiculously loud, so it's going to do your head in, is what we typically get. Yeah.
Okay. So what was that one called exactly? Sorry, that exhaust that you just mentioned to me.
The first one's the first one's NVIDIA N1.
NVIDIA N1.
Yeah, and then the other one is Tomei Xprime.
Xprime? Okay. Now, how much was the exhaust set? 1,000.
So the NVIDIA is $1,250 fitted.
Yeah.
And then Tomei, let me find it for you. So the Tomeis are back order, so I can't get them right now. But otherwise, they are $2,300 plus $225 to fit because they've got more parts.
Okay.
So it ends up being about $2,500 fitted for the Tomei or $1,250 for the N1.
Okay. If this was your spec seat, what would you get?
I would get the Fujitsubo.
You get the Fujitsu?
Yeah, because they sound good and they're nice and quiet.
Okay.
Yeah, so the Fujitsubo is typically flow pretty well. Do you know if it's got a stock downpipe on that?
I believe so. The car's pretty stock, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Have you got records there that you can have a look at?
No, I can't say what it's got on it here. We don't typically write down, like, every part from the car.
Say that again?
We don't have, like, all the notes of what's on the car normally. So I don't have any sort of record of what a car has on it.
Okay, okay. And,
yeah.
Okay, so that's fine. Now, the blow felt, okay? I want the WRC sound, that whistle.
Yeah, what the HKS will be the most similar.
HKS will be the most similar. So there isn't, I can't get that exactly, because I've heard the turbo has to be massive in, like, with the HKS to get that exact whistle, like the WRCs, but is there that exact sound that I can get?
No, the HKS will be the most similar. So, yeah, you're not going to get the exact sound as a WRC car. It'll be similar, but not exact.
Okay. Is there a valve on it to increase the sound of it, or no?
No. So that's purely boost pressure, obviously, from the size of the turbo.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, that's not really possible.
Okay. Okay. Do you recommend that for that Subaru, or no?
So
I'm asking a lot of questions, but this is the only way to get the exact answer that I want.
There's nothing wrong with getting it. What year is the car? Is it 04? So we can normally tune those on speed density. Have we tuned that car, do you know, or is it just the factory tune?
I believe it was factory tune, because I think you guys mentioned to him it's probably worthwhile you tuning it, and he said, I don't see a reason why we have to, and then he didn't.
Yeah, I would tune that, being, you know, Japanese, so typically Japan has 100 octane fuel. Here we've only got 98, so that's the same as running 95 in a car that needs 98. I'd be getting that tuned just to obviously keep the thing alive. Blow valve wise, you can get a HKS if you want. Normally we use GFB here because they're just easier to work with. The HKS are full vent atmosphere, whereas the GFB you can sort of pick if you want, you know, more dose, or if you want like the typical Subaru whoosh noise. But the GFB won't give you the WRC sound in the slightest. It's completely like a normal blow valve.
So the GFB is like just a normal one, like a normal.
That's just a normal blow valve, yeah. The HKS will give you that sort of chirp noise,
I want more like the, like that sound.
Yeah, that'll be the HKS. Yeah, so you'd have to grab a HKS to get that sort of noise.
And where can I get those from?
Probably Car Mods Australia or Pro Speed Racing.
Pro Speed Racing, you said?
Yep.
Pro Speed Racing.
Yeah, they should have more Pro Speed Racing.
Or Car Mods Australia.
Yeah.
Are they trucks that I can go physically and go have a look, or no?
Yeah, but they're in Sydney.
They're in Sydney.
Yeah, there's nothing in Melbourne for these things.
Okay. All right. Now, how much would the tune cost to do it? Because all my mates actually go to you guys. So I can ask him, but how much does a tune cost there?
So the tune's $990.
Okay, the tune's $990.
Yeah, and we'll have to do an inspection on it since you've bought it and it's been through roadie and all that sort of thing. So people play with things, so we don't put the car straight on the dyno, so it has to get an inspection first, which is $180 plus $990, so it ends up being about $1,200.
Yeah. Okay, now, if I want this exhaust done and the HKS fitted, when's the earliest you can book me in?
We're looking at about 3 weeks at the moment.
Oh, Jesus.
That's actually very quick for us. Normally we're about 8 weeks. So typically we'll be anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks lead time.
No way you can do it earlier.
No, I might be able to do it in 2.5 weeks. Definitely wouldn't be like this week or next week sort of thing.
Are you able to find out for me just so I can book it in, like now?
So, are you going to supply the HKS blow valve?
Well, are you able to source it for me? Can you get it
not
for me?
Not the HKS. That's what I'm saying. Like, are you going to grab it, or what was the plan there?
No, well, I'll have to grab it. But I'm saying, are you able to make that order? Let's say you say to me, you get me a quote, and you say to me, this is how much it costs. I pay you for that. You order it in. Right? Are you able to do that for me?
Only if they've got them at Pro Speed. So we don't normally deal with Car Mods. I'm just having a look at ProSpeed's website. It looks like they've only got the adapter flange for it. I might be able to call them and work it out. If it's car mods, they normally take a fair bit, so I don't think you'd get it within 2 weeks.
So let's say you book me in 3 weeks and I get that thing in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So it'll work. Can you send me maybe an email as to, if I give you my email now, right? Can you send me the email of for the exhaust and how much it's going to cost, and just the tune and the inspection? And can I also...
Quickly add it up for you. I probably will forget to do the email, but I've got other things to do at the moment.
Yeah.
Give me 2 seconds. I'll quickly add it up for you. I've found a ball valve from CMA, so I've got them here.
You don't have something similar to the HKS whistle at your top?
No, we've only got JFB here. So normally we only use JFB.
If you were to put a blow file, would it be HKS or would it be one of the ones that you have?
We normally use JFB. So we don't. Yeah, we never stock HKS here. We only stock JFB.
I'm saying your personal Subaru running.
For my personal, I would either use a JFB or just completely block it off. So all my cars are all blocked off.
And what sound does that give? Just a flutter?
That's just a typical Doris, yeah, like a flutter.
Is it just preference, or do you think it's no good to have a whistle?
That's just preference. So it's no good to not have a blow valve because it will damage the turbo.
Yeah,
I personally don't care.
Yeah.
Just quickly adding these things up for you. So I'd say it ended up costing you somewhere around the $3,500 mark all up.
That's with the blow valve, you're saying?
Yeah, that's with the blow valve, with the tune, and with the N1 cat-back.
What's the model of that HKS blow valve?
The one I'm looking at here is SQV4.
SQV4. So HKS SQV4.
Yeah, HKS Super SQV4.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll send
it. CarMod has them. They've got them on sale for $365 at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, I can do that here. Okay. All right, done. When's the earliest you can book me in?
We're looking at the 21st of October. That's a Tuesday.
21st of October?
Yeah.
Okay. What day does that name on?
That's a Tuesday.
That's a Tuesday. And the car will be ready in the one day?
Yep. So if you drop it off at 8 a.m, she'll be ready to pick up by 4:30.
That's with the tune and everything?
Yep.
Okay. Can you send me an email of that confirmation or no?
Normally the system will send you a text message 3 days prior.
Yeah.
So 3 days before your booking, you'll get a reminder.
So 21st October. And have you guys got a personal number I can call you on? Because yesterday I tried to call you guys and the phone was disconnected. And I tried to call throughout the whole day.
Yeah. So typically what happens is we're on the phone constantly. Sorry, you're probably trying to call while someone else is calling. I can't really give you anyone's personal number.
Is Alan still there?
Who, sorry?
Alan, I think his name is.
Alec?
Alec, sorry.
Yeah, Alec's here.
Okay, all good. All good. All right, done. So please book it in on the 21st of October.
Yeah, well, I'll grab some details from you. What was your name?
My name is Dorian.
How do you spell that?
D-O-R.
Yeah.
I-A-N.
Yeah. And last name?
Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S.
And it was 04 Spec City, wasn't it?
It's, yeah, 04 Spec City.
Yeah. And what was your phone number?
0422.
Yeah.
8988.
Yep.
69.
Yep. All right, so do you want me to try to get that blow-off out for you?
Yeah, did you want to get it yourself, the blow-off?
That's what I'm saying. Do you want me to try order it for you?
If you can, it'll be great, yeah.
Yeah, I'll try to organize it for you. If I struggle, I'll give you a call. Should be okay. I just don't know if we'll get it on time. The blow valve doesn't need to be tuned for anyway, so you can always do it afterwards and not affect the tune.
Yeah.
But it should be right to be here by then.
Okay. Okay. And just, again, just before I let you go, you personally prefer the Fujitsu.
Yeah.
But
otherwise, I'd go for the N1. I wouldn't go for the Tomei. The Tomei would be just way too loud.
Yeah. Is there any form of purring in the sound of it at all? At
no.
all or no?
No.
Even if I make it louder. Like what's the can you close the door, Ricky? What's the closest thing that'll sound like? Like just
is it gonna sound exactly the same? So exactly what it sounds like now is just gonna be louder.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not gonna change the note in any way.
Okay.
Yeah. It's purely just volume. It might slightly change the note, but you're not going to go from what it sounds like now to like a WRX.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think of Spec-C's personally? Do you think I've made a good purchase or not?
Spec-C's are pretty decent. They've got all the obviously best parts that Subaru sort of designed around that model.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for something that's sort of the best in that year range, Spec-C would be it.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Excellent. Done. All right. Easy. Thanks, Tony. Please give him a call, find out what the go is. Please don't forget, because if you can't do it, then I'll have to do it. But I don't want to...
I'll order it for you. Just leave it with me. I'll make sure it gets here.
Yeah, please. Just because I want to make sure that if you forgot, I'd rather do it myself, but I'm leaving it in your capable hands.
No, I'm going to do it today. Sure. So, yeah, it's all good.
Excellent. Just let me know that you've booked it. Maybe just give me a call later. Say, I've got it. I've ordered it. So it's coming in. All right.
No, I'll do it as soon as we get off the phone. So
excellent. Thank you so much.
As soon as we get
off
the phone,
I'll
order it for you. Yeah, just for the booking, just try to be here at 8 a.m.
I will. That's no problem. And that's the HKS is the loudest blow valve, similar to the whistle. I want the whistle.
The HKS is the only one that's going to give you the whistle.
Okay. Okay. Done.
All right.
All right, done. Thank you so much, Tony. Appreciate it, buddy.
Done. Too easy.
Thank you. See you, mate.
Yeah.
Bye.